The routine flight from the capital of Papua Province, Jayapura, to the town of Oxibil, near the border with Papua New Guinea, should have taken just 50 minutes. But air traffic controllers say they lost contact with the twin otter plane. Airline officials said 16 people, including three crew members, were aboard the plane, operated by Merpati Nusantara Airlines. Merpati Nusantara's Director of Operations, Captain Nick Muttler, who goes by one name, said the plane had recently been inspected by a technician and there were no reports of problems. It was carrying enough fuel to fly for more than 3 hours. A spokesman in Papua said bad weather is hampering search efforts. Crashes are not uncommon in Papua, where light aircraft must navigate soaring mountains covered with impenetrable jungle. Some missing planes have never been found. Indonesia's airline industry has come under scrutiny in recent years after a series of crashes of both commercial and military aircraft in which hundreds of people have died. Last month, the European Union lifted a 2-year ban on travel in its airspace for the national carrier Garuda and three other commercial airlines. Merpati Nusantara is one of a handful of Indonesian operators that remain banned from entering European airspace. Katie Heyman for VOA News, Jakarta.